from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The Syrian Electronic Army is fast becoming the most infamous hacking group of 2013. Websites belonging to the New York Times and Twitter are still recovering today after an attack yesterday by the group, which has also compromised media companies like CNN, The Washington Post, and The Associated Press this year. The latest attack involved a web hosting company based in Australia. Michael Sutton is at security research firm Zscaler.
The Syrian Electronic Army compromised what's known as a DNS provider, so the entity that translates web domain names to the actual server. And that particular company controlled servers for Twitter, Huffington Post, New York Times, so they're able to leverage that to redirect traffic to domains that they then controlled.
Why have problems continued today, as I understand?
We've heard that they are still having some trouble keeping them out, so they may still have some access, but more than likely the sites that were impacted are being very cautious, doing full audits to make sure that they are indeed have covered all their bases, if you will, and so they're slow to turn on all pieces of the sites.
Now, the New York Times apparently posted a lot of their content on another website so that people could still access the news. Is that the best recourse for a media organization in this situation?
The silver lining here is that we're in a very dynamic information age here, so there are other avenues. It's far from ideal, though. Certainly a real black eye for the New York Times.
Michael Sutton is a vice president of security research at the firm Zscaler. Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.